European leaders and environmentalists hailed as good news President Obama's decision to attend at least part of next month's climate summit in Copenhagen. Both Sweden, the current president of the European Union, and Denmark, which is hosting the climate talks, said the U.S. leader's presence would boost expectations for the conference. The European Union is at the forefront of a global push to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. It has pledged to cut those emissions by 20% of 1990 levels by 2020. By the same year, it says 20% of its energy will come from renewable sources. The Obama administration has pledged a provisional target of reducing greenhouse gases by about 17% of 2005 levels by 2020, with deeper cuts after that. The initial pledge is far less ambitious than the European one. But Mr. Obama is hamstrung by the fact the U.S. Congress has yet to pass climate legislation. While French Environment Minister Jean-Louis Borloo called the U.S. stance extremely encouraging, other European politicians have called on Washington to push for deeper emissions cuts. Some also expressed disappointment that Mr. Obama was not scheduled to attend the end of the Copenhagen summit, when the toughest negotiations are expected to take place. Mr. Obama is expected to arrive on December 9th, 2 days after the meeting starts. Joris Den Blanken is European Climate Policy Director for Greenpeace International.
I think it's very positive that Obama announced that he's coming to Copenhagen, but he's in fact coming at the wrong day. The high-level segment in Copenhagen is on 16 and 17 December. That's the moment where President Obama can negotiate with European leaders like Chancellor Merkel, President Sarkozy of France, President Reinfeldt of Sweden. That's where it should happen.
On Thursday, China announced its first detailed plan to ease carbon dioxide emissions. The State Council said the country will reduce its carbon intensity by 40 to 45% by the year 2020 as compared to 2005 emission levels. It described the target as a voluntary action and predicted it would make a major contribution to global efforts to deal with climate change. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.